got a few screws loose since the days of my youth. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose and I'm telling you the truth. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose, you don't really want proof. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose, why I do what I do. It's a few screws loose podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of A Few Screws Loose, the podcast, where we have mental health discussions by mentally ill men of color. My name is Dan and I'm your host. You can keep up with me on Twitter and on IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Keep up with the show on Twitter, IG, as well as YouTube for video clips and sometimes full episodes. And that's at Screws Loose Pod. I hope everyone had a great holiday season, and I wanted to kick off the new year with something short and simple. This time of year is pretty rough for me. It starts to get extremely busy at work, and I have less time to focus on extracurricular activities, so to speak. So It's going to be a rough next maybe 3 months or so, but, I'm used to it. It's been the same story for over 10 years now. So what I wanted to talk about, though, speaking of over 10 years now, is patience. Now, patience is something that it took me a long time to develop patience. That's not something that I was equipped with. It took many, many years to develop some sort of patience. I was always a react now type of person. Everything was an emergency. Everything needed immediate action. And it drove people crazy. Like, why are you like this, dude? It's not that serious. Well, to me, it is, because action needed to be taken. So I was like one of the least patient people that I know of. So over the years, you know, you get a little older, you get a little more mature, and you're able to discern what's important and what's not important, or what's not as important, what's not an emergency. And that's where I guess I started to develop a little bit of patience. That and being overworked, not only at work, but at home as well. It's like I have to do everything solo. Like, I don't, you know, have some boys I can call up like, yo, come help me out with this. Or it's not like I get much help at work doing my job in my department. So it's like I'm always doing everything. I'm doing all the heavy lifting. I'm doing all the hard work. I'm doing all the work. Period. And I found that I was running myself ragged. I mean, I got depressed as fuck. I gained a lot of weight. And I just, not that I was ever happy, but it made me even more unhappy knowing that others were benefiting from my work that I put in that I don't get the credit for either. And that's, I'm speaking specifically to my job when I say that. So with so much on my plate, it came to a point where I couldn't handle it all at once. Like I said, everything needed a reaction or an action now, but I had so much piled up, things around the house. I mean, I'm pretty much a handyman around the house. I fix what I can, which is damn near everything. I'm the car mechanic too. If my car or Becky's car is tripping, I'm the dude that fixes that shit, because like these shops, they charge outrageous amounts of money for basic jobs. So just to give you an example, my Yukon needed a new front end, basically. And all the quotes that I was getting from shops were like $3,000 plus. So I ordered the parts on Amazon. I ordered the front shock struts, ordered the front lower control arms, upper control arms, the tie rods, the tie rod ends, and an impact driver. And I went to work and I rebuilt the front end on my truck. Brand new parts. Same, that job would have cost $3,000 at a lot of the shops that I got quotes from. It cost me maybe $650 to do it myself. So the same with Becky's car. I rebuilt her front end. Same with the rear. Like, I do all of the work. And part of it is, I don't want to say by choice, but I feel it's a responsibility, if I know how to do it to save money, because I'm like super, super, super cheap. And people make fun of me for being as cheap as I am, but that's okay, because one day there's going to come a day where I'm going to need a large sum of money to do something, whatever that may be, and I'm going to have it. So, you know, I save every single penny that I get. I try not to spend anything. I try to go the cheapest route possible. And if that means doing the work myself, for instance, a couple episodes ago, I talked about my fence and how all these fencing companies wanted to charge about $8,000 to replace the fence around our house. It's a fairly big fence. But regardless, I priced all the parts at parts at Home Depot. For $1,200, I could do the job myself and save $6,800. So being that I'm able to do that, I think it would be irresponsible of me not to do that and not to save the $6,800. So just those two things right there. The fence, I save $6,800. Doing my truck myself, I saved like $2,400 or so. It's almost $10,000 that I saved by doing the work myself. So I call that being financially responsible. I got two arms, two legs, and I have the ability and know how to do this shit. Even if I don't, YouTube's going to teach me how to do this shit, and I'm going to save money. So just in those two instances, I saved $10,000. Easy. Well, it wasn't easy. It was hard work. So but it got too much. So we were renting a townhouse prior to buying the house that we're in now. And I didn't have to worry about any of the maintenance or anything at the house. It's just like, call the landlord, yo, y'all need to handle this, and this. So on top of now taking care of three vehicles total, with all the repairs and maintenance. Now with the house, I handle all the repairs and maintenance, because again, it's like everything's so fucking expensive. And it's not that I don't want to pay people. Like, it's really not that I don't want to pay people, but when I feel as if what you're charging for what I'm getting is not on the same, you know, on the same plane or even near each other, then I don't want to pay you. I don't want to pay you $8,000 to do a $4,500 job. And so anyway, things started piling up. There was so much that I had to do. Like, I couldn't sleep. Not that I sleep well anyway, but I really couldn't sleep. I was losing sleep over this shit because of how much I had to do. Like, I renovated my pool house. Completely gutted it, new electric, new drywall, and just a bunch of shit. So I'm like, I can't keep doing this. I couldn't prioritize because everything needed to be done now. So that is when I started to learn patience. So with so much to do, I was able to say, okay, this can wait. This is not that important. Like renovating a pool house, that's not that important. That can be done over time. Or the fence, for instance. I didn't replace the whole fence. I'm replacing it in sections at a time whenever I have time. So that's, you know, like I said, patience. So where this has helped me at work, at least, is, like I said, I'm coming into the most stressful part of the year for me at work, which is working 70 hours plus a week for 3 months. It helps because, like I said, I do majority of the work in the IT department. There's, you know, other IT people, but I do 90 to 95% of the IT work is done by me, nobody else. But it's funny because, as Ann would always say, and my co-host on Black Law and Legal Lies, that perception is reality. So we have another IT dude who's supposed to be an IT supervisor. He doesn't do shit. He doesn't know shit. And basically his job is to, one, spend the company's money, like is unnecessarily spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like there's all he does is spend money. And whenever there's an IT related problem, it is, let me call Dan, or telling the person to call Dan. That is his job. Yet he is an IT supervisor. And everybody knows it. Everybody in the company knows that this one person does not do a damn thing other than delegate his duties or hire third party contractors to do work that he doesn't want to do or know how to do. So everyone sees him for who he is, except for one person. And it's the one person that matters. So anyway, I've been patient. I've been quiet. And like I say a lot, I go into work late. I'm go to work at about 10:30. And that's to prove a point, because from nine. Well, of course, the dude tries to guilt me into coming in earlier. Man, you know, all these calls, all these people are calling, all these calls are coming in and you're not here, man. They all call at like 8 o'clock. No, they don't. You probably get one call, maybe two. And I'm pretty sure. Actually, I know for a fact the way you handle those calls is I'll have Dan call you when he gets in. So it's like that guilt shit's not going to work on me when I know I'm doing 95% of the work. Just not happening. So most people actually would have quit, or the old Dan would have reacted a lot more aggressively towards this person, to where might have been some police called, might have been some charges filed. But the new Dan is just about being patient and quiet. I don't say anything. I come in, I do my work, and I do a lot of his job too, but patiently. So a lot of my coworkers, they're like, yo, I don't see how you do it, man. How you're doing everything and you're not getting the supervisor's pay or whatever it may be, or how he even has a job, blah, blah, blah. So patient. So I've been patient for so long with this situation. And I want to take the time real quick to say, P says this all the time, too. P moved to Charlotte from D.C., just as I moved from the D.C. area to New Orleans. Nobody in New Orleans knows me, knows the Dan that lived in D.C., and they can't even, I'm sure they can't even begin to comprehend the type of person I was. It's like night and day. They have no idea the type of animal that they could be dealing with. But I'm able to conceal it, able to kind of conform to society's norms for the most part. But they have no clue who the fuck they're dealing with. And every now and then I think that to myself when someone's talking slick, or, you know, it's like, you just don't know. You lucky that I'm old and I'm matured, because 10, 15 years ago, Dan would have knocked your block off. And that's real. But old, mature, and I try to avoid any conflict. So the patience has finally paid off, and it always does. And that's kind of what I'm getting at here is, I know a lot of people like to react like, I'm just kind of rambling, but let me throw this out here too. If you suspect your significant other of cheating and you have evidence too, right? You're going to want to confront that person and confront them with the evidence and, you know, go through the motions. And then them, nah, you know, you're looking at it wrong and blah. Nah, just sit on it and wait. Make sure you're not fucking them, though, because who knows, you know, what kind of shit he or she's doing outside of the relationship. but sit on it and act like everything's normal. And then there's going to be a perfect time when the opportunity presents itself for you to disclose this information, for you to take action. But, you know, taking action immediately, right away, that a lot can go wrong. You can sometimes be convinced that you're tripping, or, you know, it's just not in your favor. Like, maybe you're living with your significant other, and then, you know, living arrangements are going to have to change almost immediately. So sit on it. Be patient. So again, going back to work, my patience has finally paid off, because now this supervisor, who is supposed to be the head of IT, is unable to tell me anything. And what do I mean by that? I mean, we are now equals, so to speak. So now is when the fun begins. Now is when the petty Dan, the Dan that has been frustrated for 10 years, 8 years, however long, and doing your job and watching you recklessly spend the company's money with no oversight, now we're on a equal playing field, and it's going to get really interesting. So patience. Now, had I acted in a way other than being patient, calm, cool, collective, and not saying anything, I wouldn't have made it to this point to where this particular individual and I are on the same playing field. See, and the cool thing about it is, not only are we on the same playing field, he has no allies. I have all the allies, basically, because everybody who sat back and witnessed this, who witnessed his abuse of power, who witnessed his abuse of company finances, his abuse of just his position in general, guess who's their ally, or guess whose allies they are, however you want to look at it. So things at work are going to get very interesting. So you're looking at 1 versus 100, basically, at this point. Now, again, I'd just like to say, had I not been patient and weathered that storm, I would not be in that position to where it's 1 versus me and my 99 others, you know. So I just find that interesting. You know, I know it's hard for a lot of people to put up with a lot of shit. Trust me, coming from me, I know it's hard. I've been there. But I've also been in a position to where my patience has prevailed, not only in this situation, but in others as well. Just like some, for instance, some home shit, some home renovation shit that needed to be done. And I was patient with it. I put it over to the side. I'm like, yes, I know it needs to be done, but I have a whole lot of other things to do, blah, blah, blah. So we get a natural disaster, a tropical storm. Tropical storm basically just took out what needed to be like repaired. Hey, better for me. Insurance claim, baby. So, you know, I guess I just wanted to say, if you're not a patient person, I'm not sure how you can become patient. I just told you how I did. I had too much on my plate, and then I had to start again discerning what needed my immediate attention, what could wait. And that was the hardest thing, is deciding what could wait, because at one point none of it could wait. Anyway, just wanted to leave y'all with that. Happy New Year's. Hope everyone again enjoyed their holidays and Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa. Merry Kwanzaa. I don't even know what you're saying that in situation. So catch you guys next episode. Again, my name's Dan. Keep up with me on Twitter and IG at I am Dan on Drugs. Keep up with the show on Twitter, IG, and YouTube at Screws Loose Pod. Peace.